Blog Talk Radio.
Radio's Let's Talk. Today is Monday, June 11th, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live, y'all, from Old Fort Hood, Texas. Now, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. All right. Well, today is the day, y'all. We're about to get it started for the week. Are you ready? I'm ready. As we always do, we're going to start on off with the NBA. Well, okay, y'all, I'm going to admit I was wrong about one thing. Miami Heat beat Boston Celtics. But I did say they go seven games, so give me a little credit on that. Okay, and yeah, LeBron played two games like he was supposed to play the rest of the season. All right, I'll give you that too. But guess what? They still not going to win a championship, y'all. Believe that. When I say that, it is not going to happen. So, just with that being said, I'm just letting you know. All right? Now, you know what? Before I go and get started on my subject today, you know, I was watching the news, and I saw something really disturbing. And I do feel that I have to put this little bit of information out here. Apparently, there's someone going around leaving big yellow flashlights out and about. No telling where they are. They're just out and about. Now, if you should happen to come across one of these big yellow flashlights, you know, the big utility ones most people keep in the back of their car in case the lights go out or anything like that, do not touch that flashlight, y'all, because that flashlight is wild. It is a bomb. Do not attempt to turn it on. Don't even touch it. Just call somebody else. Call the authorities so they come take a look at it. Okay? Now, if you do that, guarantee you'll be okay. You will be okay. Now that we have all that out of the way, it's time to get on our topic for today. Now, our topic for today is church folk. Who are you serving? Y'all know what? Let's talk. Okay. Now, when I was growing up in church, you know, it actually meant something. The church service actually meant something. You know, the church was like your home away from home, your family away from home. You know, everybody really knew each other. You know, everybody actually cared for each other. You know, if somebody got sick, you know, somebody got sick, there was always somebody in the church who would go by, you know, go by there and check on them to make sure that it was all right, everything was all right, they had everything they needed. You know, it was also a time when the term missionary, you know, a lot of these churches got missionary in their name, right? Well, that was a time when missionary actually meant something in the title of a church. You know, I mean, let's really look at it. I know a lot of y'all grew up the same way I did. You know, you had these churches, and you know, on Saturdays you had to go out because, you know, if nothing else, you had to go and play in the churchyard while your parents were to walk the neighborhood. You know, checking on as they say, the sick and the shut in. I'm just walking the neighborhood, seeing how the neighborhood is going, you know, how people doing in the neighborhood. You know, and it wasn't a bad thing to do that. Because the neighborhood knew who you were. Now, they knew you represented the church, which was a good thing. And they respected you for that because they knew what you were about. And they always do that. If nothing else, they can come to the church and get some help. You know, they keep telling you, listen to you about your life on your missionary runs. Now, I'm like, where is he going with this? Oh, I'm going somewhere, believe me. I'm going to get there eventually. You know, and then, you know, you had the pastors and assistant pastors and the deacons, the deaconesses, and the mother church. You know, your church wasn't so big to where you couldn't go and talk to these people one-on-one. And without them talking to you right then and there, or taking you in office, say, come to my child, come to my office, let's talk about this. You know, that was the time, you know, where that could happen, where that did happen. You know, you didn't have to go through this secretary, you go through that secretary, you know, or have to wait till midweek to talk to somebody. That may have been too late. You may decide, oh, well, nobody really cares, and take the matters in your own hands. No, that's the way I grew up in church. I know a lot of you grew up that way, too. So my question is, where have those days gone? Now, where did they go? When did they leave? Now, when did they leave? Please tell me. Church, who are you really serving? Once again, to join in the conversation, you're down in there. 347-838-8622 or email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Now, you can follow me on Twitter at DrillForLife62. Now, don't get me wrong, I understand that you know, there are times when you know, some things change. You know, technology gets better, you know, and it's supposed to make things easier for everybody in the church. Now, that's what it's supposed to do. But my question is, has it really made it better? Or has it changed the way so-called Christians go about serving God? Or confuse them as to what it is to go about serving or worshiping? Yeah, you remember, you know, back in the day, you could just about name every member in your church. Just about every member. If you couldn't name them, you knew them by face. You see them out on the street, you could speak to them. You know, all the kids grew up together. You know, either you went to the same school or you went to a rival school, but come Sunday morning in Sunday school, you were there. They were there. And you were one big happy family. You knew everyone. So it was nothing to hold a conversation with somebody else because you knew them. Now, this is kind of stuff the churches used to be about. Now, this when we were into actually serving the Lord. But I'm getting there, y'all. Just give me a moment now. I'm getting there. I'm going to get there. You know, and the church was there for your family, whether it was the good or bad times, your church was there. It was for your family. And you weren't embarrassed to tell the pastor because you knew it wasn't going to go nowhere, or the pastor would take care of it. Or somebody in the church would take care of it because you were that close in their family. You know, and as you got in, for those who wanted to do the club scene, you know, it was an unspoken law in the house. I don't care what you do on Saturday night, but come Sunday morning, you will be in church. And you know I'm telling the truth. That was the truth. I don't care what your parents did not care what you did on Saturday night, how late you got in, that was your problem, that was your fault. But if you're living in their house Saturday, Sunday morning, you get nothing going to church. And you're unbraiding your hair before you go. I'm just telling you like it is. Don't act like you don't know. Then what you do after you get out of church, you don't get your afternoon now. Then you're going back to afternoon service. You know, that's the way it used to be. And what? We used to have a good time serving the Lord. And you know it. You know, I'm not telling that's not right. Y'all think you're a little bit, y'all can figure it out. Y'all know it. You know, remember when you can walk into church and you see Deacon so-and-so and Deaconess so-and-so and that meant something? Huh? Remember when that carried some weight in the church, in the community? Y'all remember that? I do. Let me ask you a question. How many of you right now, can sit back and name the mother of your church? If you can do that, I'll tell you what. If you would name the mother of your church right now, email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. I want to see how many of you out there listening can actually do that. I bet it's not many of you. Well, I see you trying to think of who it is, but the question is, do you know? If you're thinking on hard, I'll bet you know. I'm just saying. Now, once again, to join in the conversation, there you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. I do have my chat window up and open in case you would like to just chat with me online. We can do that too. You know, call in and leave your opinion on what's going on in today's show. Now, let's really get into what we're talking about. Now, you know, today's church, you know, we have become so modern that, you know, it's not that important to know, you know, who's who in the church anymore. No, unless it affects us directly. You know, now we're so good now. We got praise team taking place of the devotional service. They used to come to get the service consecrated so we can get going, you know, spirit moving. Our first lady, we don't even have first lady no more. We got co-ministers. That's right. They married to the minister, and they're a minister too, so how can they be the first lady and minister so-and-so at the same time? They ain't working, people. They may not be called first lady, but they're ministers. I know they're not the first lady of the church. That's a totally different thing. Yeah, it's going to get hot up in here. Y'all better get ready. All right, man. Now, and when they go somewhere, you know, they have a speaking engagement, the husband has a speaking engagement. Well, you know what? So who's going to take care of the people in the church? I forgot the internet is. Oh, let me stop there. Here we go. All right, now, I'm going to let you calm down for a moment. You know, because get ready, because next few things I'm about to say is really not going to sit well with some of you. It's not. And you know what? Who cares? You know, because with all this progression and great things we got going on, you know, it just made some of our churches just, some of the people in our churches just lose perspective of what the church is for. Now, who are we supposed to be really serving in the church? Huh? Who are we supposed to be getting our salvation from? I don't want to put it out there. I try to find a better word, but I'm telling you. You know, in other words, we worshiping the wrong people. Church folks, who are you really worshiping? But we're going to go and find out. Now, once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. All right, here we go. We're going to hit the final thing. Boy, I hope y'all ready for this one. Hope y'all ready. But we're going to get hot up in here. All right, here we go. Now, you know, we got our mega churches going on there with the profile pastors, you know, Mr. T.D. Jakes, Joe Osteen's, Cliff Little Dollar, even Eddie Long, just to name a few of them. Now, I know some of y'all are going on, but he forgot my pastor so-and-so. He forgot my pastor so-and-so. No, I didn't forget him. He wasn't that important to begin with. Now, just going where I'm going. You know, now some of you actually go out there and stand up a line, like you going to a movie just to get to some of these churches. Just to say that you went to so-and-so's church. Why? Now, you trying to get these folks' church. Why? Just to say, you know, I went to Red Lawn's church this morning. Now, you look up and down every word that comes out of that person's mouth or that preacher's mouth. In fact, you're going... you're going to the store the day before. If you seen them with a suit on it, or the co-pastor or first lady, or whatever you want to call it, with an outfit on that you like, you're going out there trying to find that same outfit so you can look just like them. Why? 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 Oh, I'll tell you, I don't know, but here we go. You know, if they driving a big fancy car, Cadillac, whatever, you know you can't afford to pay more like that, but you can go out there and break your neck so you can just drive around a big car like them. Why? You know, why are you doing that? You know you can't afford it. You know you can't afford it at all. Why are you doing it? You know, now you're going through all this, you know, and there's this new thing in church now, in some of these churches now called the honor bearer. The honor bearer. You know, where the pastor had to have somebody bring them the Bible, you know, bring them a glass of water. Why, y'all? They human. When they step up in that pulpit, you mean to tell me they can't bring their own water? Or that water can't be sitting there beforehand, or they can't bring their own Bible in the hand. You got to wait for them to drive out. You stand there going like you have parade rest waiting on them. What the heck is going on, church folk? Who are you really worshiping? Huh? Who are you really worshiping? Because apparently it ain't God. You worshiping that man walking around in that suit. He got two legs. She got two legs. He wears some pants. She wears a skirt. Who are you really worshiping? Tell me. Because if I'm God, you know, you walking around here. Ooh, look at that. Now, you walking around here telling, saying, well, the pastor said this and the pastor said that. Well, let me ask you a question. What did the Bible say? Huh? When the last time you opened up your Bible to see what it said? Huh? When was the last time? You can't even tell me because you don't know. Because you're too busy talking about what the pastor said. Well, the pastor can tell you anything. He human. He may have a bad day and say, well, I'm just about to have this shoe go with whatever comes off the top of my head. But you're so stuck up in worshiping him and what he's driving and what he's wearing and what she's driving and what she's wearing that you don't have no clue as to what really going on, who you're supposed to be worshiping. You know, oh yeah, man, oh boy, here we go. You know, you out there, you worshiping that man and that woman up in that pulpit. You know, I mean, really now? You know, I mean, some of you may not like to be doing your daughter the right way. That's good. That's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm talking about those that have no clue as to who they worshiping. You got to understand, that man and that woman standing up there, they can't get you in the heaven, people. They can't tell you job well done. They can't tell you come forth, my child, and you know what? Because they're human. But you're so busy worshiping them, falling behind them, trying to be their flunky, you don't know the difference of who you're worshiping. I'm going to let that sink in for a moment. Maybe y'all can figure that out. Woo! And you say, hey, same thing, you going back and stand God. Well, you know, the day, what the pastor so-and-so say, what he always say, blah, blah, blah. And what he say, blah, blah, blah. And what he say, blah, blah, blah. Well, tell me what Jesus said. Huh? Tell me what he said. Tell me. That's what I want to hear about who said what. Open your Bible, you tell me what he said. Hey, I'm going to tell you and say something long enough, you start repeating that. I'll make up a verse out of the Bible. But you ain't going to open up your Bible and find out if I'm telling you the truth or not. You're like, yeah, preach, Reverend, preach. I ain't even going to preach, but you'll believe me before you actually get open that Bible and worship the same right person. You know, I'm just saying. I am just saying that that's just the way it is. That is what y'all doing. Yeah. They're human, y'all. They're going to make mistakes just like me and you. They are going to make mistakes just like me and you. They don't have all the answers. They never did it. They never will. Never did and never will. Who are you really worshiping? Once again, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. You know, woo, they going to make mistakes, y'all. We make them too. We make them too. But if we continue to walk around, if we, you, me, whoever continue to walk around with our eyes closed shut about who we really supposed to worship compared to who we are worshiping, you're going straight to hell. Just as simple, it's not that hard. Because you're worshiping the wrong person, people, place. I mean, you are. I mean, why is that so hard? Why? I mean, and it's done every Sunday. You're in that church every time the doors open because this certain preacher or pastor or first lady slash pastor or whatever is right up in there, and you just feel you got to be up in there. Why? Or somebody asks you what church you go to. Well, I go to the Reverend so-and-so church. You can't even name it. You can't even give the name of the church, but you can tell who the pastor is. You can't, outside of your family members, your close immediate friends, I guarantee you, you can't name five other members in your church. I beg you to try and do it because I know you can't. Because it's not, you're not going there for that reason. You're going there because you're trying to worship that man standing up in that pulpit and he can't get you into heaven. He can't do it. The so-called first lady slash preacher or whoever she is, she can't get you into heaven. None of them can. You know, but yet you break your neck to get in there, and you quick to say, "I go to Reverend So and So church." Don't know the first thing about what they're talking about. Don't know the first thing about what the Bible says, or if they even tell you the right thing. So you follow them because you got your worship on. We went to church this morning, brother. We went to church and we worshiped. Ooh, we had a great time. Who did you worship? Who did you worship? You know, but then somebody walk with the same person. As soon as you walk out of church, they ask you for a dollar. You squirrel, you get your nose all up and bent up. I ain't giving you no dollar. But that's the same person that was in that same building with you, in that same church, and y'all was hallelujahing it up and praise the Lord. You see, you get outside, you can't care about nobody. But I can't tell you what, if that pastor walked up to you right now and asked you for $1,000, you'll break your neck and give it to him. What's wrong with that picture? I'm just telling you like it is, people. You going out there and spending all that money, $500, $400, $300, $200, $100 on suits, shoes, your hat to wear, you know, and you the sharpest thing walking around there. Because let's suppose come around, you put a dollar in church. Yeah, I'm talking about you. And I don't care if you get mad. Because you need to know this. Because somebody has just been slipped by the wayside. Who are you really worshiping? It ain't the right one. It ain't that man upstairs. And I ain't talking about that upstairs that goes to two parts of the church. Now, where you got the lower balcony and the young folk, you know, they got to sit in the balcony that they got to feel like they sitting high. I know how it is.
But who are you really worshiping? Huh? Who? I'm saying it. Heck, some of them preachers themselves, they don't even know who they worshiping. You know, they going out, and here's another thing. You know, a lot of y'all got a problem of, how can I put it? Simple. Y'all worshiping in position. And some of the preachers doing the same thing, you know, and they got to be a bishop or admiral or whatever, you know, before they feel like they have reached the pinnacle. You know what I mean? I want to be the treasurer in this so-and-so church. I got to do this. It's a position. What you worship in a position for? That ain't going to get you into heaven. It's not. You know, just because he bishop, admiral, elder, camarade, whatever names they're coming up with these days, just because of that, ain't going to get him into heaven. Man gave him that title, just like man giving you that title and position. That don't hold no weight up in heaven. It don't. And the sooner we realize it, the better we be. But you know, it's just one of those things. Nobody seems to pay attention or know who we really worshiping. Because you got so into your head that this is what's going to get you into heaven, and this is who I need to be around, or this is who church I need to go to. Keep going. Keep worshiping that position. Keep worshiping that car. Keep worshiping that robe that pastor wearing. Keep worshiping your seat that you have to sit in every Sunday when you come to church. Keep worshiping all that. And you'll be worshiping it right on down the hill. Yeah, I said it. Yeah. It's so true. It's so true. You know, I'm not saying anything to get nothing started, but I just want you to, for those who's walking around with your eyes closed, thinking you holier than thou, and you got it going on, I just want you to realize you don't have anything going on. You have no clue as to what's going on, to who you really should be worshiping. It's not that man up there in that pulpit. And definitely not what you think it is. So we need to open up our eyes, people. That we really need to open our eyes. No church folk. You know, that's what they say, I'm a Christian, and blah, blah, and blah, blah. Walk up to you right now. You couldn't tell me that first thing that the Bible said, how I can't reach salvation. I mean, well, I was so-and-so church. They had a really good church service. Why is this church service so good? Because the choir sings good. Because you think that preacher sang good. Some of you ain't over there. Some of you go, because, girl, he cute. I like that pastor. And some of you guys, man, that first lady got it going on. Yeah, I'm telling you like it is. You know, I'm telling the truth. Telling that, you have no clue what it takes. No clue at all. Church folk, who are you really worshiping? Who are you really worshiping? Open your eyes. Let's get back on track and worship who we're supposed to be worshiping. Well, as I was saying, you know, that's it for today. Now, just open your eyes. Just open your eyes. And let's remember, you know, exactly who we're supposed to be worshiping. Okay? That's all we need to do, y'all. Now, like I said, I'm about to get up out of here. But if you missed any part of this show, no problem. I'll be back on tonight at 9 Central Time. You know, so let your friends know if you think they need to hear this. Because guess what? We're going to get it on again. Once again, thank you for listening. My name is Eric Jackson, and I'll see you later on Let's Talk. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.